Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. The need for blood donations is more important than ever as more people are headed out on the highway to enjoy summer. Because of that, the St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon is going to host a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Monday, July 13th. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can go to the website redcrossblood.org, and they are saying that walk-ins are welcome as well. And the need for food assistance is increasing due to the high grocery costs, and there are pantries that help meet the need for food assistance. The Port Hope AmVets Food Pantry announced it's changed its hours of operation. The pantry will now open on Friday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and is still located at 8011 Rubicon Road in Port Hope. The food pantry allows one address per family every other week, with a maximum of two different families per car. Also, the Community Food Pantry of Pigeon is open for walk-ins from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. The pantry can also be opened by appointment by calling 989-453-2475. And the Huron County Road Commission announced work has started on Gagetown Road Bridge project that's over the Pigeon River in Brookfield Township. The work, which will close the bridge until early August, is between Camborough Road and Kilmana Road. While the work is being done, the bridge will be closed to through traffic, but access to residences in the area will be allowed. However, other motorists will be directed to Kilmana Road, Nada Road, and Canberra Roads. The maintenance work being done is to the bridge, and it includes sealing and concrete beam repairs. And the Huron County Planning Commission continued work on Wednesday on proposed revisions to the county's utility-scale solar ordinance, while hearing nearly an hour public comment focused on renewable energy development, farmland preservation, and local zoning authority. During the meeting, commissioners reviewed possible changes to the draft ordinance, including discussions about reducing the maximum acreage that could be devoted to future utility-scale solar projects. Commissioners debated several acreage limits while weighing the county's master plan, agricultural preservation goals, and the potential impact of Michigan's renewable energy laws. Planning staff also updated the commission on the pending special use of permit application for Ranger Power's proposed Pine Sap Solar Project. Officials stated the application remains under technical review by the county's planning consultant. And that review is expected to take approximately 30 to 45 days before returning to the commission for further consideration and future public hearing. Several residents urged the commission to adopt stricter on industrial-scale solar development limits, citing concerns about loss of farmland, property values, decommissioning requirements, and local control over zoning decisions. Others encouraged commissioners to ensure any future projects include stronger financial protections and greater benefits for county residents. Planning officials reminded commissioners that while a temporary moratorium remains in place on approvals, state law requires the county to continue reviewing applications under the ordinance currently on the books as work continues on possible amendments. No final action was taken on the proposed acreage limits or Ranger Power application. Discussion on both topics will continue at future Planning Commission meetings. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. They shouldn't take a few thousand steps roaming through a big warehouse to find what you need. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Every one of our stores has the hand-picked quality brands you trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Even better, our stores are part of your neighborhood. Each Ace is owned by a member of your community, so you get personal service from the people who know you best. Because we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're proud to greet our neighbors every day in stores all across the country, with local experts giving the trusted advice you rely on. So that no matter where you are or what you're working on, Ace can help you every step along the way.
Hey, I'm Sherry of Seabourn Ace Hardware. Stop by and see me. I'll help you find exactly what you need. Shop local. Shop Seabourn Ace Hardware.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A prominent Chinese pastor is back on American soil this morning following months of captivity in a Beijing detention center. Pastor Ezra Jin Mingre, leader of one of the China's largest underground churches, landed at Los Angeles International Airport after a diplomatic intervention by President Trump. Jin was swept up in a massive crackdown on religious institutions last October, sparking international condemnation. Beijing officials characterize Jin's sudden release as a diplomatic goodwill gesture timed with the American 4th of July celebrations. While human rights groups are celebrating his return, they remind the public that at least eight other leaders from Jin's church remain behind bars in China. And emergency workers in Ukraine are desperately searching through the smoldering rubble of several high-rise residential buildings this morning after a massive Russian missile and drone strike attacked target of Kyiv. Local authorities confirm at least 11 people were killed and over 60 others were wounded in the early morning attack on Monday. The strike comes just hours after Ukrainian intelligence warned that a massive retaliatory air raid was imminent. Moscow's defense ministry claims the attack was a direct retaliation for Ukraine's recent highly successful long-range drone strikes that hit Russia's fuel depots. Military analysts point out that the devastation highlights growing gaps in Ukraine's air defense network, which has been severely strained due to a global shortage of Patriot interceptor systems. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Seabourn Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Siding and building repair for your new roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.